Ooh. Welcome to another installment of Let God Set the Tone.
Welcome everybody. Welcome everybody.
It feels so good to be back. Like this is starting to feel like home.
Yeah, it is.
I was even thinking about it, like the whole reason behind us deciding to release like every single Sunday. And it got me thinking about Sundays Are For Lovers.
Okay.
I was like, oh, you know what? Yeah. Ah, bad, man. Bad. Let's form a relationship with the listeners. You know, also, you form a relationship with your God, man. It's it's an intimate day. It's a day to relax. It's a day of rest. It's a day where you get to, you know, recap on the week. Feed your soul for the coming up week. Because, it just keeps going and going. It never stops.
It's a lot.
I think about it at times. Like, I wish time could stop. Like, literally just stop. Let me rest. Like, let me breathe.
But it keeps moving, man. And we gotta keep it moving too.
We are back, my brother.
We're back.
Yeah.
To all of our listeners, we appreciate you all for joining us. It's a pleasure to serve you. And I truly hope that you find something fruitful from what we have to say today. And I feel like we can just get into it, man. We can just get into it. Today's topic will be basically sharing our views, as always, on a particular subject. And it has a lot to do with ignorance and the eroding effects that it has on our lives. In our lives, and how there's seemingly always a price to pay for ignorance. No matter what you look at, no matter which area of life you look at, seemingly there's a price to pay for ignorance.
True.
I can be ignorant about little things and big things, small things, friendships. Let's start with friendships. I can have you as my friend right now. When Kabelo does something that you don't truly appreciate, and I'm like ignorant about it, and I'm not really paying attention, or not paying attention to your growth and who you're becoming, or that's where you say, we grew apart. Because we were sort of like ignorant to the changes of the other person. Sort of like fades. And when people ask, what happened between you and Percy? Like, we grew apart. We have no explanation. And that's what happens. Like, no matter which aspect of life that you look at, if you're ignorant about your studies, it will show. If you're ignorant about your relationships, romantic or otherwise, it will show. Like, I can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, but yeah, there is some sort of a price to pay for ignorance. And I've seen this firsthand. And yeah, it looks like you want to say something. So
I do. It's starting to feel like you are concentrating more on like the negative aspect of ignorance. There's also like a positive outcome to it. Depending on how you look at it. Because it also links to a conversation I had with a friend the other day, and it was regarding faith and reality. And they told me that I have faith in this particular situation, but at the same time, I'm thinking about the reality of this current situation.
Okay.
And then I was like, but that's not faith to its core. Like, faith to its depth is you seeing that a fridge is empty. But you telling yourself that, you know what, there's food. What you're going to eat that night, you don't know. It's going to come from, you don't know. Because clearly it's not in the fridge. The ingredients are not in the fridge. But that night, you are going to eat something. You are choosing to be ignorant to that particular situation. To say that, you know what, in this time right now, gidava.
True. And even in a positive aspect, like you just elaborated, I feel like saying there's a price to pay, you do pay a price for having faith, because everything else is telling you that you're crazy. me believing for something that I don't see right now, or whatever it may be, the fridge analogy that you just gave, I can see it when it's empty.
Yeah.
It's empty. But I'm choosing to have faith in God providing me with food.
You're
That's basically,
ignoring.
Yeah, I'm choosing to ignore that
mm-hmm.
and focus on God's ability to provide for me. It's not really about the fridge being full. It's me believing in God's provision to provide for me and that I will have something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And the price to pay for that is the natural that you're living in. Is that you can see with your literal and physical eyes that there's nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to choose to follow your spirit and believe. So yeah, that's why I'm saying there's a price to pay, because it doesn't feel good. Like I don't even know how to put this, but faith always challenges the flesh. And having faith in something, like you just said, is, I feel, directly proportional to you having to ignore some things and being ignorant in some terms, positive terms that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there is a difference, but my, like you just said, my focus on today was, if you truly look at it and look at life, the negative aspect of ignorance is the one that we feel the most.
Mm.
Is the one that is daunting to you. You're like, you can be ignorant about an opportunity, and then some time passes and you're like, I should have just gave that thing a chance.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You see it worked out, or
mm-hmm.
whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are the ones that lay or get down deep, because you feel it. And that's why I was deciding on focusing on the negative aspect of ignorance, because it can be a lot.
Hence the Bible warns us about it so much.
True.
Within
True.
The Bible today, actually, we're going to concentrate on two scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to concentrate on Acts chapters 17 verses 30
mm-hmm.
and Hosea chapters 4 verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
So in Acts,
read the whole chapter, sorry,
read
the entire chapter 4 of Hosea, please. I challenge you, please.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
read. Yeah, it is very in your face.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is.
Yeah,
it's to the point,
sorry.
Mm.
But yeah, please carry on.
Mm. And actually, so is Acts chapter 17, because it starts off from verses 16. This is Paul preaching in Athens.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets to Athens, he's also very irritated by what he sees.
Mm.
He's like, nah, bro, this is not how we should be living.
Mm.
Especially when it comes to worshipping idols.
Mm.
And he's like, no, no, no. Because in verses 23... he addresses that you even have a shrine to an unknown god.
Mm.
That is the god. And it got me thinking how we sometimes, and when I say we, I'm saying it in a very broad sense, but there are groups of people that identify God as the universe.
Mm-hmm.
To say that God is the universe.
Mm.
In my mind, it's kind of like saying to an unknown god. You know, it's more or less saying the same thing. You are identifying God as another thing.
Mm.
And you are worshipping whatever that is.
Mm.
Which in a sense is also the definition of idolatry, to say you're worshipping an idol.
Mm.
In verses number 30, it gets to a point where God has had it.
Mm.
Where it says that God overlooked this for long enough.
Mm.
And it was like, nope. Nah.
Enough of this.
Enough of it. Can I actually read it real quick?
Yeah.
It says, Acts chapter 17, verse 30, God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and to turn to him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is God just reaching out to say that, guys, you are aware that the way that you're living your lives is not the righteous one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not. You are not on the right path.
Mm.
And you are aware of this. But yet you are choosing to ignore it.
Mm.
For instance, maybe you've been tuning into the podcast ever since the first episode till today, and yet you have not paid attention to some of your traits. You haven't paid attention to some of your habits that kind of misalign you. You are listening to this podcast just for entertainment's sake. And I'm afraid that at one point or another, it's going to catch up with you. There are going to come situations where God is going to see whether did what you heard my people talk about, did you hear it, and are you able to apply it?
Yeah.
And in that moment, your ignorance is going to catch up to you.
Yeah,
It is. So, hence the Bible emphasizes it so much that do not be ignorant, especially to things pertaining to God. Whatever is from God, pay very close attention to it. Where we are going as a people, pay attention to it, because it's all part of God's plan. And now it feels like I'm rushing to the whole judgment day, and the conversation is not there yet, but conversation is gonna get there. That guys, eventually, this life is gonna come to an end. You know, in our minds, we don't have the thought of it ending tomorrow, but it could.
Okay, yeah.
None of us know. Actually, right now, as we're recording this, this could be the last time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Me and you ever get to chill like this. You know, yeah. It could be the end of days.
You never know.
And hence, you need to always be on your feet about this. You know, you need to always pursue God. You can't take a break. You know, pursue God. Pursue all that God is about. You know, indulge yourself in God's presence all the time. And yeah, man.
Wow, man. Yeah. Ignorance, in the sense of the scripture that you just read, God had reached a point of frustration of these people. And I think we are all witnesses of saying it is easy to live in the flesh. And that's what the people of Israel had alluded to at this point. And he was just like, okay, now I'm mad.
Yeah.
Now he has reached that point where he could not tolerate it anymore. And he had to shake them in some way. And it's a dangerous place to be. The frustration side of God is a very, very dangerous place to be. And you talking about people identifying the universe as God is, guys, please, this is a touchy subject, we know, but please bear with us. Yes. This is our perspective. So people identifying the universe as God, and you alluding to it as a sort of adultery or something, right? It's easy to side note, it's easy to have an idol and not recognize it. It's easy. It is so easy. And someone had told me of a conversation that I had, I think years ago. And it's been years since I've seen him. But anyway, he had told me that you should be careful of the things that you pray for, because usually you're seeking these things more than you're seeking God. And you're praying to God as an insult to him, for him to give you what is your God, what you are idolizing, and you want God to do that for you. And I actually thought about it, and at the time I hadn't reached any point of spiritual maturity. Like, I was just I'm a Christian, and I was still a kid. But anyway, it was thought-provoking, and as I thought about it, I was like, okay, he is telling the truth, because at that point, whatever I was praying for, it was something that was on my mind all the time. And I would loathe after it, and I would just sit there and think about this thing all day, wanting it. And God was just there for me to pray about the thing that I wanted. Like, he was some sort of a Santa Claus to grant me all my wishes for being a good boy. And you see where I'm going.
I see exactly
where you're going. And it was so eye-opening for me because I could see that, wow. I could see why most of the things I had been praying for, I didn't even get. Because I was like, this must be an insult to God. If you truly think about it, it must be.
Yeah.
It must be some sort of an insult to God. Because one thing that I know for sure is that you will never fool him. No matter how smart you think you are, or your level of intellectualism or whatever, but you will not outsmart God. And he knows the depths of your heart, yes, and what you long after and what you idolize. And if you're praying to him for something that you idolize, for me, I see that as a problem. And that's why it goes back to the previous episode where we were talking about seeking first the kingdom of God. And all these things
shall be added.
These things.
Yes.
Things can be a problem, and it's easy to put them as an idol. And sometimes we set things as goals. Sometimes things are people. Because you can get caught up in with people or with a person so much that this person basically becomes your God. Your every thought revolves around, yeah, Cabello, you know, this. And this happens mostly in romantic relationships where your every action, your every thought is with whoever you are, especially for married people or couples that live together, because you are like with this person and you want to please them, you want to provide for them, you want to do all these things for them. And this person has basically become your idol in a sense, because you are doing everything in your power and might to please this one person. And if you really truly think about it, this person has become a sort of idol in your life.
True.
And that's what I feel like the danger is. And I don't want it to get to the point where we are ignorant about that, to the point where God gets to where we were talking about in the scripture.
Yeah.
That level of frustration. Because think for a moment right now. You can be a good Christian living a righteous life, and that one mistake of idolizing a person, that person actually becoming your God, and you not even realizing that, can force you to end on the bad hand of God. And you'll be sitting there asking yourself, what's going on? So it it's a very thin line between, it's things, it's people, it's all sorts of things. It's all sorts of things. And one last thing before I hand it over to you. It's our generation, because I feel like we can speak for us more than any other. We are so caught up in with accomplishments and material things that we idolize them. I have done this. I am guilty of it. Firsthand, I know that I am guilty of this. And we idolize them so much that those things become our God. Dude, you've heard a person talk to you about a car for like a year. And you're like, yo, this person is thinking about this car all day, every day. And you start to wonder, they have every single picture of this car is on their phone. And you're like, wow, haven't prayed in I don't know how long, but I go to church. I have no form of personal relationship with God. And I'm praying every day that God gives me this car. And yes, it's a fine line. And I pray that God gives us the wisdom and knowledge to know the difference and to be aware, actually, for when things, people, or whatever it may be, starts to exalt itself in our minds and in our focus. That it may never differ from him, and always we can always come back to that alignment with God, that whatever we may strive for or want, or the people that we love, it may all be within the boundaries of what God accepts. So yeah, over to you.
As you were talking, I was thinking of a scripture, but I can't remember exactly where it's from.
Okay.
But it speaks about our God being a jealous God. that he wants your heart in its entirety, you know. And I've heard this somewhere, I think I've even said it at one point or another, God, yeah, please forgive me. It's telling another person that I love you with my whole heart.
And we do this all the time.
Are you aware of what you actually say? Like, are you aware? Like, yeah. Do you hear yourself? And it's a very dangerous statement to make, you know, because God wants your entire heart, you know. You can express your love. You can love someone else, but God first. And yeah, I really need to find that scripture. And really as you started to talk, you said that Bupilo Bastata Bo free. How did you phrase it? You phrased it in a very...
I said it's easy to live in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it gives us the illusion of freedom.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It's I actually thought about this, like, yeah, and I don't know how, but I never spoke about it like in the first episode.
Okay.
But when you are living for the flesh, it's like being in a room with an open door and not realizing that you're trapped in it. And it gives you the illusion of freedom. You know, to you, the door is open. So to you, I'm free. But you don't realize how long you've been there. You don't realize that I'm actually trapped in this. Because to you, you get to do your own things. So it gives off the illusion of freedom. But the door has been opened by God gracefully by giving us his one and only son to die on the cross for us. So in order for you to leave that room and to step into righteousness, you just need to make a decision. Just decide that, God, you know what? I take you as my Lord and Savior. I accept that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and step out. That's simple. It's such an entire conversation.
I was just thinking right now, sorry to interrupt you. I was thinking of us talking about exalting things in our minds to the point where it starts to overtake God. Excuse me. The thought of people committing suicide came to my mind. All these different reasons why people commit suicide. For things, for opportunities, for stress of life. Things that stress you can exalt themselves in your mind.
True.
To the point where they've become a god. And I feel like that is one of Satan's tools, because he knows that if he plants it in your mind, it's going to take an extra effort to get it out. If it's planted in your mind and in your spirit, that one especially is going to take an extra effort to, like, get it out. So it's a very dangerous place to be. People kill themselves for other people. Like, something goes wrong in your relationship and I decide to hang myself.
Yeah.
That is a clear indication of how exalted this person is in my mind. For my life is worthless without this person. That's actually what I'm saying. By ending my own life. So yeah. Yeah. It's a fine line. It's a very fine line, and I feel like everyone needs God's guidance with this. Cause even with parents, their children can become their idols. They're so doubled in on their children that it is overwhelmingly abundant to them that all of their efforts, energy, and everything is spent on their kids. And I'm not saying anything. Parents, you should love your kids with everything that you have. But it should not reach that point where this child has become some sort of an idol. And I feel like it's one of God's challenges. Like, the life experience that we have, in a way, is God challenging us with so many things to see, so that we can prove ourselves, so that we can improve ourselves. And all of these tests is just there for you to always remember to keep the focus. Like, no matter what tries to, because there will always be that temptation of something trying to exalt itself in your mind, an accomplishment, whatever. But
and sometimes you don't see it happening.
You do not.
You don't see
that's it the happening. Thing. That's why I was saying that God should give us the strength and wisdom to be able to identify that and be able to recollect ourselves and be like, no, this has crossed the limit now, and I need to realign myself. And it's tricky. It's not easy. I'm not going to pretend as if it is, because half the time we don't even realize it. A lot of people, including myself, especially up to the point where I had that conversation with that Khotman I was telling you about, it was something that I hadn't even thought about ever. And I wondered to myself, if I hadn't had that conversation with him then, this is about like 8 years ago, I think. I wonder if I would still be the same right now. Because ever since then, I was blessed with a sense of peace when I ask God for something and it doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand now that what I am asking him for is for my own desires.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a whole nother conversation of knowing God's desire and your own.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just me. I was happy to have had that conversation at such a young age, and it blessed me, and I hope it sustains in my mind, bro. Like, I truly, truly hope that it stays in my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow, man. Yep. I don't know whether you see it,
mm-hmm.
but God actually does communicate with us.
He does.
Through conversations with other people. You know, maybe in the moment, they are not aware of what they are actually saying to you,
mm-hmm.
and how deep it actually resonates with you, and the impact it actually makes on you. Until Abditabi even forgot about their conversation.
Dude, I wonder if he even remembers me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he wasn't like someone I was even close to. He was like that person that you meet on the street and be like, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't even know how our conversation that day got to that point,
mm-hmm.
of us talking about prayer, but we just did.
Mm.
And that's what he told me.
Mm.
And yeah, it shook me and it stayed with me, and I'm so happy for that. You've blessed my life, Abditabi. Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is me bringing it back to say that sometimes we even ignorant to such cases, to such instances, to say life lessons and coincidences is just God. You know, that's just God pulling through in that moment.
Mm.
Pay close attention. Learn whatever it is that you need to learn. Open up your ears. Maybe you've been praying about something and coincidentally you meet somebody that's already inside and they warn you that, no, bro, it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is.
It's not what you think it is.
That's God's answer to say that, you know what, my child? No.
Mm.
Not now. Maybe later. You know, go here instead. You know, God communicates with us. Maybe you want him to talk directly when you say, God, this and this and this is happening.
Yeah.
And you expect like a direct
answer.
And
like,
you expect a voice.
Nah,
in your head.
You must do this and. Yeah.
Man, that's not the case. That's not the case.
That is not the case.
But God does communicate. Please, maybe stop being ignorant to his voice. Maybe be more aware of it. God, please make us more conscious to your
mm-hmm.
voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you speak, may we hear you, may we see you, may we feel you. And yeah, man. So
yeah.
Your conclusion is that ignorance does not bless, my brother.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. And it isn't. For me personally, it isn't, because I feel like the price we pay is too high.
Mm.
The price we pay is too high. Dude, you can be ignorant about your relationship with your little brother right now. He grows up and he's not as close to you anymore, and you're like wondering, how, what happened? You were ignorant to him and he drew himself away, and now he's grown up and he's like, okay, you didn't have the time for me. So, you know, and that stuff happens every day.
It does.
And then, you know, that other guy tells you in your left ear, hey, just leave it, he has an attitude now. But you forgot. Because it's easy to forget what we do. We always remember what other people do.
True.
Whatever situation it may be, we always know what the other person did or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget our ignorance. We forget our shortcomings. And yeah, guys, just try and be careful. And try and live your best life in the sense of you not having to pay the price for negative and ignorance. And yeah, that would be my conclusion, man. I pray this is an idea that stays in our minds always, because it sounds silly, but me emphasizing it so much, but I have seen it over and over and over in my life, even with the smallest thing that I was ignorant about, that okay, you need to pay attention. You need to pay attention, especially when it comes to people, because our entire human experience is related to people. If you're the only person left on earth, what is life? It's basically nothing. You're alone. It would be meaningless. You'll be the richest person, you'll be the most broad person ever. Everything will be yours. Like, our entire human experience is because of the people in our lives. And they are our biggest assets, not how deep your pockets are, even though that has its advantages, as we all know, but the people are what make life worth living. Of course, we live by His grace, and we live for Him and seek His face, but just imagine your life if there were no people around. And yeah, that's what I'll leave you with. The look on your face is priceless.
Hey. Things that will pile up on.
Living
your life for people.
That's another thing.
That's another conversation, man. That's why I'm looking at you the way
That's another.
To an extent, yes. To an extent, not so much.
Not so much. That's why I was saying there's a fine line between everything.
Yes, there is.
Everything. Good things and bad. Like bad. Like there is a fine line. You need to find that point where you see, oh no, now I'm doing this for the people. Now I've reached over to that other side. Because the Bible does say, love your neighbor as you do yourself. So God does recognize that people play an important role in our lives.
True.
But it shouldn't overstep, like you were just saying. And
okay. In conclusion, from my side, I'm saying, please do pay close attention to God. God communicates all the time. It's just that not all of us are willing to listen. Guys, pay attention to God. He's reaching out. He's talking to you. He loves you and He cares. And so do we.
Yeah.
Peace and love, guys.
Peace and love.
Bye.